I struggle with a lot of fundamentalism and stuff, and I see God at work. Okay,
they might even be saying bad things about you.
Mm-hmm. I know they say bad things about me. Yeah.
We could have a whole day on just that.
Yeah. But can I say God is at work? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't need to worry about what they're saying. Can I say God is still at work in boxes other than my boxes? Mm-hmm. And still give thanks for that. Yeah, that's a good point. And again, going back, all of these things, I mean, you get at things that are, again, the paradoxes of life. I mean, there's a humility. There's also, if I can say it, an insecurity in saying, it's not all certain. It's not certain that I haven't arrived. So there's not a certainty. There's an insecurity as well as a security that Paul finds in Christ. So again, parallel, and doesn't that parallel our experience of life, of faith, that it's both and it's kind of bouncing and holding those together. And that's that incompleteness as well as completeness. I still strive to make it my own, not that it's my own. I'm not going to sit here and claim that I've got it. So there's an insecurity, an uncertainty there, as well as then the certainty that hold fast in Christ, and that's the work that you need to do in striving. Another point in that whole thing is when he says strive and work out your own salvation, and then we take that, and say, okay, what does that mean for me? Again, remember the context. He's saying to them as a group. It's a community that he's addressing. You strive. And that's where he goes on after that. Hold together and be of that mind. And he talked about so that he's, again, not expecting that you'll do it on your own to strive and work out. But you need the context again of a community. He's encouraging you all, strive and work this thing out together. Mm-hmm. And it's so important then. And be of that same mind and in that same spirit. And what is that? What does it mean? Being in one mind and one spirit. It means we all gotta think alike and we all gotta be homogeneous, huh?
No.
We got to be all the same.
I think it helps to worship together.
Okay.
And I think it's almost like a commitment. You make a commitment and you're all different, but you're all respecting that commitment. Like in a marriage, you honor and love and obey and you
You mean that doesn't take care of everything, and you're not all the same after that?
No.
Well, just like you're away from your wife now. Uh-huh. Does she trust you? Do you trust her? I mean,
right.
You just have that. We're all different, but yet we've made that commitment to Christ, and we're working and we're striving. All of us are. And when one gets in a problem, we should be there to help and.
A mutual respect, no matter where you're at.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we read these things and talk about that kind of unity and that kind of togetherness and one mind. And for me, I know when I think just first impressions, when I hear one mind, seems to be that agreement of things. Seems to be a one opinion.
Yeah, right.
A one opinion on things. And again, I think that's kind of our downfall. And if I may say that's part of where we get at what tears down a community is that notion that being of one mind, as Paul's talking about, is being of one opinion. How many times in my parish ministry that people that have been of different opinion feel they've got to go somewhere else because of the difference?
That's one thing. Christ made us human beings. He didn't make us puppets.
Yeah.
And we, you know, so we all have, you know, we all have different opinions and things, but...
And again, you know, how do you handle that? How can you live as a community? And I would say, you know, I would say what builds up a community, if that community is built up in Christ,
right,
is precisely being a community of differences. That not only builds it up, but that's essential for a community in Christ.
I'm going to throw in, you know, kind of another perspective on that, though, is where does sin fall into this?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're... you know, that can be a tearing down, and it
mm-hmm.
can be, you know, a building up if there's, you know, an agreement on, you know, what is sinful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or, and that may be true, I guess I would see that maybe offer it a little bit differently in saying, as long as that unity is in Christ, that even that's possible to differ on where we see
mm-hmm.
sin.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll have the humility to say all of us are seeing and struggling and striving within the context, the difficulty I think you come to, and we talked about the tearing down in the ego, the difficulty is when I don't accept those differences because it's all right. I know it's okay. You use the analogy of marriage. You know, it's all right to have differences, but she'd be better off seeing it my way. You know.
And she thinks the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the struggle in a marriage, in my marriage, is the struggle to assert oneself over the other. That's the human tendency,
sure,
I think, which is our sinfulness, is again, and the nature of sin here. I think sin isn't individual acts that are moral or immoral. I think that's...
Well, we all, you know, we all have such incredible imperfections, you know,
right.
So sin is, you know, what does it say in the Bible? He who breaks just even one part of the law breaks it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so none of us, just even in our thoughts or what we do or what we don't do, but it's kind of an honesty within
mm-hmm.
ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it does seem like it seems like there needs to be an acknowledgement of a foundation that
mm-hmm.
that there's a lot of stuff that, you know, I think we all need to honestly look at ourselves and ask, is what I am doing, is it, you know, really, and what am I doing, what am I thinking, is that, you know, truly, you know, in Christ, or is it within my own self-will?
Mm-hmm.
And two, what Ione said about commitment, I think is really vital here, that in relationships, if you know you're committed to a relationship, then no matter what kinds of differences of opinions arise, it's like, you know, you can't just take that back door. You know that you're going to stick it out with this person. No matter how much they may not agree with your view of the world. And I've been with my husband about 22 years now, and I would say it took about 12 years before I and he also were willing to just say, wow, you know, that's just you. This is just me. And I can love you even though I don't see your view. You know?
I think that's right there is a huge key, is just time in the building up and tearing down, because we're part of an intentional community. We don't live in the same place, but a lot of us live in the same neighborhood. And over the years, I find that just as layer after layer is peeled off mm-hmm. of each person in that community, you know, I go through these ups and downs of being frustrated with one person or being in love with one person, and then it'll switch because, and then after a while, after a few years, you just see this depth in each person, and you know there's so much more mystery beyond that you've seen over the years, and you know, the surprises of one person that you thought was very insular, all of a sudden just being so generous on a certain occasion, you think, whoa, I had no idea. You know, for me, that really builds up that kind of trust level of, you know, even though this person bugs me on this day or this week, or even though this person, I hate that opinion or whatever, that there's something underneath that is so solid because of that commitment to not leaving.
Yeah.
And again, I think the problem is we experience a lot of breakdowns in those things, because I think a lot of times we have built communities and congregations, dare I say, on something other than the foundation in Christ. Mm-hmm. In that experience of grace, forgiveness that we have, and we build it on a lot of other things, and then I think those differences do, again, threaten and you say, but just imagine if we were united in our understanding that we are committed to one another in Christ, that we are, again, sharing with Paul that humility as well as that striving, that imperfect, that saying I don't have as well as I have and need to hold, and we're all in that together, then imagine what the discussions would be about what is sin and what isn't, how that would change that discussion and that sharing about that, instead of a dig in the hip, you're right, who, you know, again, how would that change how we experience and share about? And might I say that maybe what we would talk about isn't that sin and this isn't sin and this is, and we got to straighten it, as much as it is what's helpful, what is encouraging to the community, what builds up one another, what is tearing down.
And how that differs for each person. I mean, what builds you up and tears you down is a totally different thing than, you know, maybe Linda or Sue or me. And how can we see that in each other and help to address that all the time?
There's a piece, okay, hold this, because we're going to kind of build on this and the completeness and the joy and that experience. And we're going to build a little bit, add another piece in there tomorrow as we re-look at Philippians again. Get some time, if you can, to reread it and look at what Paul is dealing with and talking about in terms of crisis and suffering and those experiences. And that's because that's woven into these chapters as well. And it all, I think, fits in with this holding and striving and the pieces of what are we to be doing and how do we have community. So that's the assignment, again, is to live with Philippians. And again, keep in mind, what is these life and death and hopes and fears and building up and tearing downs in our lives together. Let's close with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious God, we give you thanks for the opportunity and the privilege to be able to share our Christian faith with one another, the word that you've given us, to share that together, to share our experiences. It's such a privilege and a joy, and we pray that you would open us to the Spirit at work in our midst. Open us that we might indeed encounter anew joys and wonders and mysteries of living in Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a great day reflecting and living and exploring. Yeah.